Happy St. Patrick's Day to ye. My name is Maggie Hayes, and you're listening to The Maggie Hayes Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just kidding, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And this wonderful Irish whistle that you're listening to is coming to you live from our studio. His name is Jeff Kazak. He's a tin whistle player with the Irish Fest School of Music in Milwaukee. Let's take a little bit more of a listen as Jeff wraps up. Patrick's Day, Jeff, and thanks so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me on, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
It's wonderful to be here, folks. If you are just tuning in, again, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. We are taking a reprieve, as it were, from the politics of the day. Not to worry, everyone. We'll get back to those regularly scheduled political discussions tomorrow. But today, it is going to be all St. Patrick's Day, all afternoon long here on The Maggie Dawn Show. As I mentioned before, I am very excited to be joined for this first half hour by Jeff Kazak. He's a tin whistle player, I believe, amongst other instruments.
That is correct, yep.
Yes, multi-instrument artist here with the Irish Fest School of Music based out of Milwaukee. Jeff, again, thank you so much for making time. Do you have any special plans today for St. Patty's?
Oddly enough, not so much. The bands I played with, played over the weekend a few times.
Big weekend.
And didn't really have anything booked on St. Patrick's Day itself this year.
Yeah, so. when it lands on a school day,
yeah,
least of which a Monday, maybe a little less. I did bring a Guinness for you, Jeff, if you prefer to take one to go after we're done with this bit of work here.
I'll probably take you up on that.
There you go. That's why I brought them in. And happy St. Patrick's Day to every single one of you. If you would like to ask Jeff or myself a question, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Jeff, Irish music is a big deal in the Midwest.
I
lived in New York for a while, obviously really big deal on the East Coast as well. But as you and I were talking about before we got on the air, Irish music and Scotch-Irish music has really had an impact on almost an innumerable number of American musical genres.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, early in this country's history, of course, you had immigrants that were Scotch-Irish that came over, settled in the Appalachian Mountain region,
yes,
in the southern U.S. And really, that's kind of where the old-time Appalachian fiddling tradition comes from, as well as crossover with Scottish and Irish songs that were just kept in that community and handed down for generations.
Yes.
And then through there, you have the intersection with black string bands.
Yes.
Like Carolina Chocolate Drops have done great research on this cross-pollinization between African-American musicians with their string tradition and Irish bones playing, kind of
yes,
rhythmic bones playing, came into the American tradition through Ireland and Irish musicians. And then, of course, then you have a straight shot into bluegrass music,
yes,
and then straight shot into country music.
Yep.
So it touches on all those kind of southern traditions as well.
Yeah, it's interconnectedness.
Absolutely.
And the fact that Irish music and Scotch-Irish music here in the United States really evolved, bringing in these other traditions and then creating something altogether new.
Exactly.
Which is really pretty magical. It looked like you wanted to say something else and I had cut you off, Jeff. Okay.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. I want to be sure that people hear from you, not me. You are the expert. Again, folks, if you're just joining in, happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got Jeff Kazak with us from the Irish Fest School of Music in Milwaukee. What got you into playing Irish music, Jeff?
Yes.
Did you start out in a different musical category? Because
I did. Yep, same here. So I would say I'm originally a jazz sax player. So I played saxophone, college, jazz performance major.
You were the cool kids. I was in orchestra. We were not the cool kids. Jeff was a cool kid.
I still think at the time you're maybe not looked at as too cool being jazz people, but
I'm gonna call you cool.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, there you go.
So I was living in Cedar Rapids, Iowa after I graduated from college and playing in jazz bands, and then I started listening to the Thistle and Shamrock radio show for Fiona Ritchie on the local NPR station and a couple other Celtic stations. So it got me thinking, well, you know, this is kind of a cool musical genre. I like to pick up the tin whistle just as, you know, a fun thing to do as a hobby or something that's not, you know, serious in, you know, the saxophone jazz world. And I was completely blown away by the music itself, but also the intricacies and complexities to a music that a lot of people assume is very simple, but it's got a lot under the surface.
It can be simple.
Yeah,
it can be. Which is what so Jeff and I were talking before. I was really lucky. My mom, as we'll discuss later in the show, she has the Irish background in my family, very into genealogy. And when she heard when I was in high school and I was playing the violin a lot, classically trained, but was in a strolling group, she had heard that a very famous Irish fiddler by the name of Eileen Ivers was going to effectively do a short-term like residency at UWM and was opening classes up to everybody. Anyways, I went and took some of those classes. And what I loved about Irish music was it had lots of easy access points for a musician. Some of it can be very simple, but you can actually take a very simple jig and or a reel or whatever it is and turn it into something that sounds so much more complicated.
Absolutely, yep.
So I thought let's start there if you could, because I think a lot of people hear Irish music and they go, "Oh, it just all sounds the same."
Yep.
So I thought maybe Jeff, if you could help folks understand the difference between two very popular formats, which we hear Irish jigs, and there's also reels, and they're actually different. They're both dance music.
Yep.
But they're different. Can you explain what's different about them and then maybe give us a little sample?
So for the School of Music, a lot of times we use mnemonic devices to teach the patterns and rhythms of the dance tunes. So the one that we give jigs a lot is rashers and sausages, rashers and sausages. So it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're, you know,
everybody at home, rashers and sausages, rashers and sausages.
Or if you're of age in the persuasion, bottles of Jameson, bottles of Jameson.
There we go.
So it's for those who are musically inclined, it's in 6/8 time. By comparison, a reel is in kind of a cut time for 4 rhythm. And so one of the mnemonic devices that we use is watermelon, 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 watermelon.
Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon. Watermelon.
So it's kind of driving
it's got
four,
a pulse.
It's got a pulse to it, yep.
That's one of the things that's really can be extremely complicated about Irish music is actually the time that it's in, whether it's 4/4 time, 6/8 time. Those meters can get very complicated, as well as some of the syncopation that you hear within it. And Jeff, be sure you're talking right on into the mic. Let's give folks a little – so let's start with, what is it – bangers and sausages.
Yeah,
what is it?
Rashers and sausages.
Rashers.
The tune I started off with, Jimmy Ward's jig is a jig.
Okay.
So.
Rashers and sausages.
So, and then I was doing.
And you can hear the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
One, two, three, rashers and sausages. So by comparison, then let's, let me think of a reel here.
Putting Jeff on the spot.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Quick.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Moving right along.
Yeah, they're fast dance tunes. I mean, that's really the function originally was for dancers. For
it
dancing.
Was.
Yeah.
And if you don't have your cardio in shape, folks. You might want to take it a little slow when joining the Irish dances. So that's the difference between reels and jigs. Is a lot of the differentiation in the time, in the beat or measure of the music?
Yeah, that and kind of, you know, the underlying pulse or swing to the tunes as well. So, you know, and maybe that's one reason why Irish music kind of caught my ear as well, because they have kind of a swing to it that you would find in jazz.
Yep.
So especially like a hornpipe, which is another tune that's in 4/4, like a reel, but it's got a swing rhythm to it. So example is a tune Off to California.
Yep, you hear it in there.
Bouncy rhythm to that one. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Has that very distinct Irish sound to it.
Yeah.
The other sort of area of music, in addition to these more familiar dance tunes and rhythms that we hear, is some of what I'm going to call almost elegiac, right? Mourning music.
Yeah.
Of the land left behind, of family left behind, of course, of the loves lost,
yes,
those
yep,
always.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Do you have a little bit of one of those that you might play for us?
Not so much playing-wise. I can chat a little bit about kind of
Please.
The history behind
yeah,
those, which I find
ahead.
Very fascinating.
We've got about a minute, then you'll play us out, then we'll come
sure,
back
yeah.
with Jeff. So nobody go anywhere, but tell us a little bit about those more elegiac.
So the elegiac
songs.
Ones, yeah, I mean, definitely ties into, you know, the immigration that you've seen leaving Ireland, coming to America or other places throughout the world. So there's always been these songs where the topics are kind of longing to go back to Ireland.
Yes.
As well, as like you said, love songs, you know, drinking songs. But then those songs, remember, it's kind of make their way into Tin Pan Alley.
Yes.
The turn of the 20th century. So a lot of those songs were Irish themed. But really with that kind of, oh, you know, Ireland back home is beautiful and
yes.
idyllic and we'd love to go back there. And so you have that kind of genre of music that becomes very intertwined with Irish America.
Folks, if you're just joining us, you are hearing the smooth, dulcet tones of Jeff Kazak of the Irish Fest School of Music here playing a little live tin whistle for us. He's going to play us out. We're going to take care of some business quite quickly. And we'll be right back with more discussion with Jeff Kazak. Here's a little bit more tin whistle.